I'm sure you've noticed the world is constantly changing before our eyes. We live in a very ungodly and evil world, but God has given us the role of being a godly mom in the midst of it all. As we live in the last days, we must be unshakable, especially while raising our children. And God's word tells us exactly how to do that. So stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
Well, hello, mom friend, and welcome to episode 30. Can you believe it? We are 30 episodes in. And today we are talking about how to be an unshakable godly mom in an ungodly world. We're going to go over a few characteristics and qualities that make up a godly mom. And this is just to create a blueprint for us based on God's word. So if you have areas of improvement, as we all do, don't allow this to make you feel that you have a long way to go or to feel condemnation. That is not what this episode is for. It really is just to lay out the blueprint of God's word for us as we seek to continue to become more like Christ, even in our motherhood. So let's go ahead and get started. The first thing that makes up a godly mom is that she prays. You know, in a world full of evil, a godly mom understands the value of prayer. As moms, we shouldn't go a day without praying. So this is something that we want to make sure that we're working, constantly working to improve upon. You know, there are so many scriptures about prayer and the results that can be achieved when we pray and have faith and trust God. And I'm sure you've heard the scripture that tells us to pray nonstop. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:17, which says to pray without ceasing. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children, cover your family with prayer daily, speak life over them, speak positive words over them, pray for yourself. All of these things are very important. And as you spend time reading your Bible, you want to get it in your heart. And once it's in your heart, you can actually begin to pray God's word. Okay. And so there's another episode and article where I've talked about why knowing God's word is important. So check that out. I'll link it down in the show notes. But knowing God's word is extremely important. And when we do, we can pray God's word. So for example, if your husband needs wisdom, you can pray James 1:5 over him. You can thank God that he will receive the wisdom that he needs from the Lord liberally. You know, if you're dealing with an illness or, you know, your child is sick, you can pray 1 Peter 2:24 over them. By his stripes, your child was already healed. That's why it's important that we know the word. You don't want to speak the situation that you see. You don't want to speak that your child is sick or that your husband lacks wisdom, right? Instead, you want to speak the word of God over them. And you do the same thing with yourself. Speak the word of God over yourself. You can pray anywhere at any time. When you feel overwhelmed or anxious, take a moment to stop and pray. In fact, take every opportunity that you get to invite God into your daily activities and talk to him throughout the day. Because prayer is simply talking to God. Talk to him in the car, in the shower, in the kitchen, at the playground, at work, wherever you are. Take those opportunities to talk to God. It can be under your breath if it needs to be. It can be in your heart if it needs to be, you know, and it doesn't have to be super long and extensive all the time. Just fellowshipping with him throughout the day is important. You know, Philippians 4:6 tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. That means we're not worrying, but instead we're praying about every single thing. So constant prayer is an aspect, an important and powerful aspect of a godly mom's life. So the next thing that marks a godly mother is that the Holy Spirit leads her. This is very important. Not only does she pray, but she also slows down enough to get quiet and listen as the Lord speaks. When he speaks, we listen and obey quickly. And the Lord can speak in many different ways, right? He can whisper to your heart. He can give you the answer to a prayer. It can be like a light bulb moment where an idea just pops into your head. It came from the Holy Spirit. He can speak to you through something you're reading in the Bible or something you're reading in a devotional. He can speak to you at church. He can speak to you through a friend and so on, right? And so it's important that we're paying attention for those times throughout the day where he is truly speaking and leading us. Expect God to lead you and help you throughout the day. This is very important. I have a podcast and a blog on this topic on how I walk by faith as a mom. Again, you can find this in the show notes, but rely on God. Walk by faith. You know, ask him to help you and he will. His leadership and his help can change and improve your life for the better. So being led by Holy Spirit also means that you're not ruled by your flesh, right? It means that you are quick to hear, slow to speak. You behave as an ambassador for Christ in a way that's pleasing to God. And there should be a distinction between a woman of the world and a godly woman. You know, we're called to speak and behave and dress differently than the world, right? Our goal is to serve and please God in everything that we do. Like 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, we need to do it for the glory of God. So we are led by the Spirit of God. And when we do that, we get to set a great example for our families because our children are watching us, right? They learn how to behave because they are observant. They see their godly mom modeling it for them and they will then walk that out. I encourage you, mama, to make sure that you are led by the Holy Spirit every day. It literally is life changing. All right, another thing that makes up a godly mom is that she teaches her children. Unshakable godly moms prioritize this, teaching their children. They understand that the world will teach the children if the mothers do not. Isn't that the truth? If you're not going to do it, the world will be happy to do it. And we already know what the world is teaching, right? We already know the agendas and the things that they are pushing. But the Bible instructs us to teach our children the Bible and to love God. Deuteronomy 6:7 tells us that we should teach commands of the Lord to our children and talk about them when we sit in our house and throughout the day, right? It should just become a part of our daily lives. So we need to instill the word of God into our children when they're young, and then we continue to do it when they're older. There's no such thing as, oh, they're too young. Oh, no, mama. Start as early as possible, right? And then just continue. Teach your children God's love, his heart, his commands. Ensure that they know how to love others and be representatives for Jesus wherever they go, no matter what's going on around them. Expose them to God-glorifying content, music that magnifies him. Guard their hearts by setting boundaries as the Holy Spirit leads you. Right? Pray together as a family. Teach your kids the Bible. I have content on this as well, on teaching your children Bible stories. You might want to check that out if that's something that you need. Allow worship music to permeate your home. Teach your children biblical principles and values. All of these things qualify as teaching our children. But a godly mother is intentional about training her children in the ways of God and encouraging them down the right path. That doesn't just happen. Right? You don't just wake up one day like, oh, wow, they just happen to follow God. Like, no, like we have to be very intentional about this. And we see in Proverbs 22 verse 6 where it says to train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. That means we start early, mama. We start when they're young. And a godly mother, she fears the Lord. This is a valuable quality. And it doesn't mean that she's afraid of God. It means that she is in complete reverence of him. She honors him. She doesn't want to break his heart. She can't stand the idea of being apart from him. She wants to be in his presence. You know, she wants to give her undivided attention and seek him first, to put him before anything else, prioritize him as number one in her life. This is a lifestyle that leads to satisfaction. And we see that in Proverbs 19:23, where it says, the fear of the Lord leads to life. And he who has it will abide in satisfaction and will not be visited by evil. So we see how important it is to fear God. Make up in your mind that no matter what everyone else is doing, no matter what the world is doing, you're going to honor God with your life. No matter what the world accepts and deems as permissible, you're always going to stand for the truth and you're going to raise your children as such. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, right? The Bible tells us that we are blessed if we fear the Lord and delight in His word. So that's another quality that makes up a godly mom. And lastly, a woman of God demonstrates the fruit of the Spirit. In this case, a godly mom demonstrates the fruit of the Spirit. She allows the power of God to work in her heart. She's open to growth and development. She's allowing the Lord to mold her and sculpt her and shape her into the best version of herself, right? One way that God will do this is by helping you cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. He understands this is a process. He extends grace as He lovingly works in you, you know, but we need to work towards developing and cultivating the fruit of the Spirit. And Jesus demonstrated these fruits of the Spirit. And if He can do it, we can do it too. Galatians 22:23 tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There's no law against these things. So the fruit that you bear allows others to identify you as God's daughter. The Bible talks about how we'll know them by their fruit. We can look at a person's life and their actions and tell that they belong to God, right? Or we can tell if they belong to the enemy. And so we want people to recognize us as children of God, as daughters of God, based on the fruit that we bear. God will cultivate this good fruit in you. And as you develop them, you can also teach these traits to your children. Teach them the fruit of the Spirit. Help them to start practicing them in their daily lives. Practicing love. Practicing patience and peace, right? And gentleness and self-control. Oh my goodness, that is so important with children. But it is a fruit of the Spirit that we can help them learn to cultivate. And also pray that the Lord will continue to work in their hearts and lives as well. So God has given you the grace to be a godly mom, right? His word gently encourages His children to pray without ceasing and live by the Spirit. It helps us, you know, teach and train our children. We can rely on Him. Definitely don't attempt to do it in your own strength, right? You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. The Bible says that when we fear God, we're blessed and explains to us what the fruit of the Spirit is. It's a very clear blueprint. And remember, God will be patient with you and gently correct you as you develop the fruit of the Spirit and demonstrate them to your family. So be encouraged and don't give up because you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Talk to you soon.
I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at toddlermomdiaries.com/community. Until next time, Mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.